Hey, guess what? I'm fucking pissed off about something. That should come as no surprise, because I bitch about a lot of shit. My name is Chris Johnson. The latest bug up my ass is a relatively new phenomenon, is a relatively new term. It's something that jumped into the lexicon more and more and more, probably over the last 5 to 10 years. It's called branding. Get a brand. We got to fucking brand this. It's something that these fucking marketing assholes from corporate America come up with to shove down our fucking throats or up our fucking asses day after day after day after day with their stupid fucking products. And that fucking shit bleeds into everywhere. Everything's a fucking brand now. A fucking guy is a brand. Fucking LeBron James in basketball. It's not only about LeBron James. It's about the LeBron James brand. Do you know what the fuck that means? Can you explain it to me? Because I don't fucking understand it. I don't know what the fuck that means. What is the LeBron James brand? Motherfucker plays basketball at a high level. Isn't that his fucking brand? What, does he got a fucking line of clothes, a line of shoes? If he does, I don't know, and I don't give a shit. Don't fucking tell me if he does. I don't fucking care. But it's dumb as fuck. Stop that shit. I don't want to fucking hear about fucking branding anymore. Everybody fucking does it. It's the new dumb fucking corporate term. It fucking permeates through society. It's in every fucking aspect of every fucking job you work at now. Fucking branding. We got to fucking brand this. We got to fucking brand that. We got to brand the fucking show. We got to do focus groups. Fuck you. You know what that shit is? It just keeps corporate slimeball assholes employed. Fucking focus groups and shit. Fuck that shit. And you don't just see it in corporate America. I mean, that's the place where it's the most egregious. You see it everywhere. When I was going to start the podcast, I did some research on how to fucking start a podcast. Like, what do you do? What sites? In every fucking place I went, they were like, well, you got to build your brand. Wait. Build my brand? I'm starting a fucking podcast. I'm not starting a business. I'm not selling anything. What do you mean my brand? What the fuck does that mean? We say so much dumb shit in society today that doesn't fucking mean anything. Nobody can fucking explain what branding is or what a fucking brand is or how that fucking helps anybody. Nobody can fucking explain it. I'm gonna brand my podcast. I gotta have a brand. I'll tell you what right now. I'm gonna ask you to do me a favor. If I ever start talking about branding my podcast or creating the Chris Johnson brand, please kick me in the fucking dick. Don't give it a second thought. Just fucking do it. Kick me in the fucking dick, and then when I'm writhing around in pain on the ground, kick me in the fucking stomach and then spit in my face, because I'll fucking deserve it. When I worked at the radio station, I worked 5 in the morning to noon. I worked on a news show from 5 to 9. It was called The Early News. Makes sense, right? Because it's 5 in the morning, that's fucking early, and it's the news. It's very simple. It makes sense. It's telling people exactly what the fuck they can expect. The early news. Holy shit, it's early. I want the fucking news. I'm gonna listen to the fucking early news. Nobody complained about it. Everybody knew what the fuck it was. We didn't have to fucking brand it. It was the early news. Well, guess what? I had the fucking station on the other day, and I heard one of the news people say, like, and tune in tomorrow for a new morning, 5 to 9. Wait. A new morning? What the fuck is that? What the fuck is this nonsense? A new morning? Is that what they fucking call that shit now? I've been gone for 8 fucking months and you've fallen that far off the fucking map? A new morning? I'm talking to my buddies that are still embedded there like, fellas, what the fuck is this new morning shit? Is that the name of the fucking show now? What dumb fucking asshole came up with that fucking title? You know what it is, too? These fucking dumb businesses, they listen to fucking focus groups. The radio station listen to focus groups all the fucking time. It's a fucking sad state of affairs in society today when doing a show is less about making a good product, doing a good job, having a good, stable support staff. It's less about that, and it's more about what the fucking focus groups say the fucking hardest core of the hardcore audience members want. That's all it's about. They call them P1s. What do the P1s want? Who gives a fuck what the P1s want? Put out a good show, and if they don't like it, tell them to go fuck themselves. That's what it should be. Yeah, let me tell you something about radio station focus groups. The radio station that I worked at, it was a huge fucking building, and there was a sports station down the hall, and a lot of fucking sports stations have like a combination of people, and they usually have like dumb fucking nicknames like, look, it's KB and the Big Show, or some dumb shit like that. And at the radio station I worked at, it's like, it's the pretentious smart guy and the Husky. People thought that I was the Husky, but I wasn't the fucking Husky. They were confusing me with another guy in a different fucking radio station that worked at a different time. These dumb motherfuckers thought I worked at both radio stations at the same fucking time, And these are the people we're fucking catering to. So I want you to keep that in fucking mind. Anytime you see something branded new, anytime you see like, hey, why did they change that? I like the name of that. Why did they fix it? Why did they change the logo? They changed the logo because they talked to a group of fucking assholes who consume the whatever fucking product it is on a regular fucking basis, and they asked them their fucking opinion, and they fucking changed it because they're dumb corporate pussy assholes. That's why. Fucking shit makes me sick. And if you have a podcast, if you have a show, if you have a radio station, if you have a business, and you're concerned about branding, I'm going to throw you into the sun because you're a piece of shit. Fuck you. I hope your business fails. Well, on that note, nice talking to you. I'll be back on Sunday and Wednesday. New episode days are Sundays and Wednesdays. I'm on Twitter at Johnson Hates You. That's my brand. It's my Twitter brand. Johnson Hates You. I did a lot of focus groups to figure out how best to connect with my audience. Podbean is the main hub. You can download the Podbean app. Every single episode's on Podbean. I am on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Stitcher, and other places as well. You can find me there too.